Parenting Moments every Wednesday on Shine FM with registered psychologist, founder of Eckert Center. Good morning, Kimberly Eckert.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, we are getting to the end of February here and wrapping up our two-month topic, an important one for the new year, 13 things mentally strong people don't do to help us create mentally strong families. We're at tip number 13.
I know. It's so terrific. I have learned so much from this incredibly good book by Amy Morin, and I really hope that Shine listeners have appreciated all of these tips we've covered. And here's number 13. Mentally strong families, they don't expect immediate results. So if you've set some goals for the new year, you've helped your children do this, remember, whether you're working on improving your health, your child's working on trying to get better grades, or you're trying to get a new business off the ground, mentally strong families don't expect immediate results. Instead, they apply their skills and time to the best of their ability and understand that real change takes time. So, Amy Morin gives us a list of what's really helpful around this tip. Create realistic expectations about how long it will take you or your child to reach their goals. Find accurate ways to measure your progress. Celebrate milestones along your journey. Cope with negative feelings in healthy ways. Develop a plan to help you resist temptation. Pace yourself for the long haul.
Mm.
And, Mike, our what's not helpful list, I know that a lot of these have rung true for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And here's our last what's not helpful list. So expect that you'll get instant results, not helpful. Assuming that if things don't get better right away, you're not making progress, not true. Waiting until you get to the end of your journey to celebrate. Nope, have parties along the way for each milestone that's contributing and helping you or your child get to your goal.
Oh, I like that.
Allow your frustration and impatience to affect your behavior. Again, this is not helpful and really can get us off track when we're trying to pursue a goal or change a behavior. And this one, this is not helpful, Mike. Predicting that you're going to have enough willpower to resist all forms of temptation.
Oh, that's a good one.
Your way. Yes. That one's definitely not helpful. And what's not helpful is looking for shortcuts so you can avoid the work necessary to reach your goal. And that is such a good one to teach our kids, that anything that is worth achieving takes hard work.
Indeed. What a good wrap up and what a great topic the last couple of months, creating a mentally strong family. A big thank you to you, Kimberly, for that.
Well, my pleasure. It is just a joy to talk with you every Wednesday and to be able to share these thoughts and ideas with families. It's just, again, it's a real honor.
Well, thank you, Kimberly. Appreciate you being part of our Shine family. ShineFM.com, by the way, is the contest page where you can enter to win a gift certificate for a free initial visit with a member of the Eckert Center team. So thank you for those, Kimberly. ShineFM.com for that. EckertCenter.com is where you can book an appointment and learn more about Eckert Center. And Kimberly, why don't you take the opportunity to share with our listeners about Eckert Center?
Well, one of the things I want to let listeners know is that when they go to EckertCenter.com and they click the appointment button, they're going to come to our user-friendly online booking system. And this really helps families out. You know, recently I was pursuing some services and they didn't have an online booking system. And I was like, this is so time consuming. And so I just want to let people know that we do offer that. It's really easy to get booked in with a psychologist here on our team. And don't forget about your insurance benefits. For many people, it has renewed with the new year, and it's a great opportunity to connect and build a relationship with one of our counselors here at EckertCenter.com.
Awesome. Thanks for all that info, Kimberly. EckertCenter.com, the website there, the contest at ShineFM.com, and I guess a new topic as we head into March next month.
That's right, Mike.
Kimberly, thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
You as well, Mike.